So Ron Chavov Amid Aleph, start with the Gemara is going to be asking a kasha by an islandist. So let's start back from Aval HaMekana LaRusoso. It's about 10 lines down. Aval HaMekana LaRusoso LoShomeres Yovim Shelo Misha Nichnasa Nistera. Right. Oh, show so salon of the suba. If you make kinui and steer a kinui by an arusa or a shomeris yovam, and then the steer is after the nisuin or the yibum, so then she, what's it called, is in the parsha, and either she drinks or she loses her suba. Muberes meinekes atzmo, person is mekana his own wife when she's pregnant or nursing. Oh, show so alone of the subasin. So also they go through the process. And they're not exempt from the process. So one second, what the Havamina was. Harova Shanosa Akora Uskena, the Yeshlo Isha Ubanim, a Bacher, who was never Makayim Pruervu, right, or what's it called, he's a Bacher. And he married an Akora Uskena, and he has another wife and children, or what's it called, he's capable now of having children from the other wife. What?
He has another wife, he's a Bacher.
No, you know, he's a young man, so he's capable of having children, he's chayiv and pruervu, and he has another wife, and he has capability of having children, or he has children.
Yes.
Right, osho, so, olono teles ksuba. So same thing, right, here he could be makayim, the skena, and the akara, because he has another wife. He doesn't have to get rid of this one to marry another woman. Aishas mamzer, lamamzer, the aishas nesin, lenesin, the aishas ger, the evid meshuchrer, right, the islandess, osho so lo notlus ksuba. Right, a mamzer who's married to a mamzeris, or a nesin, or what's it called, married to a nesin. So there's no iser over here. He's allowed to live with her. The mamzer's allowed to live with a mamzeris, right? Or the wife of a ger, right? An evid meshuchra, or an islandess, osho so lo notlus ksuba. Right, and we'll see, the Rashi didn't explain what the Havamina was by the Mamzer, whatever. There's no Isser over here, so what's the, why shouldn't she go through the process? But then it says, but the, now what's it called, we got to the point. Ketani Mihas Islandess. Says, the Farish, an Islandess goes through the process. We said before that not. To you, to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said before, an Islandess is Mufka from the Parsha, right, because the Nixo, the Nizra Zera. Amar Lachav Nachman Tanoihi and Achanami. There is a Tana who holds, not like me, but I hold like the other Tana. So Machlokas Tanoim I hold, and I'm telling you the halacha is like the other Tana, right? The Anor Damri Ki Hai Tana. The Tanya, I have another Tana who says an island is Mufka from the Parsha, and I'm telling you the halacha is like that other Tana. The Tanya, where's the Brisa that argues on this and says that an island is not in the Parsha of Sota? Titania Rav Shim ben Elazar Omer Islandess lo shosav lo notelis ksuba shenamer v'nixo v'nizra zera misha darko lahazria yotzuzu shein darko lahazria. She's out of the parasha b'chlal of hazra. She's not capable of having children, right? Ever, right? And therefore, what's it called? That she's a different kind of person, and therefore, what's it called? She's mufka. Sayin echanami. There is a tether holds an islandess is in the parasha, right? And they learn they're mamayit a different, what's it called, different meal, which we'll get to in a second, from v'nixo v'nizra zera. And the other Tana holds that v'nixo v'nizra zera comes to exclude an islandess. See Rashi.
What's the divrei hakol?
What?
What's the divrei hakol? Nachman says machlekes b'akar v'zikin avlayim. It's divrei hakol. It says nightlights to suvasa.
No, he means according to that Tana. That's all. Then what's it called? That that Tana holds, what's it called? Echanami, Rav Nachman Echarot, he says, not everybody. There is a Tana not like that. The Harova. Harova, Bochor, Kamo Yeled, Ravya, right? A youngster. So he's capable of, what's it called? He's still chayv in the mitzvah pruer vu, because he's capable of having children. So if he has another wife, or he has children already, he's allowed to mekayim eskena and akora. Muberes atzmo, shehoisa ishto muberes v'kinala. He was mekana her when she was pregnant. And she was nister when she was pregnant. Oshosos v'lo amrinan lo likta l'vad. She said yesterday, we don't say, Rashi says the chiddush is, that we don't say that we should wait for her to go through the process till she gives birth. We make her go through the process even while she's pregnant. And the Tosfos is not true. We don't make her go through the process when when she's pregnant, and we wait till she gives birth to make her go through the process. Okay. Eishes mamzer lamamzer, kolomer, isha haru'uya lamamzer, the nisus lamamzer, the kindle of an istra. He's allowed to be married to her. A mamzer allowed to marry all psulei kohol. So he's married to one of them, to a mamzeris or whatever. What's the oshosa, the common parach pshita? Everyone's going to ask pshita, right, what's the chiddush? Right, why shouldn't she go through the process? Anna the Amriki Haitana, the Islay Akora Uskena Shosa, Middle Nokat Ella Islandis, Uksiv Talmuda, the Nixa, the Nizra Zera, the Lomishum de Enaru Uya Lakaima, right, Alma Krebelezer Sphirale, the Yochel Lisa Acheres, the Lifros, the Lirbos, Afilohaki Islandis Lo, right, this Tana holds that an Akora Niskena, like Krebelezer, that he could be Makayim her because he could marry another woman. And still he excludes an islandess. So it must be not because he can't have children from her, but because she herself is mufka from the parsha. The zoo called isha tsnua akora mishum delo nisra. We didn't hear yet. Okay. The rabbanon hai v'nixo v'nizra zera mayav delay. The rabbanon who argue and say that an islandess is in the parsha. So where do they learn from v'nixo v'nizra zera? They learn from the following. They learn the following, what the following brisa says. The nixra of an Isra Zera, Shimhoisa Akora Nifkedes, Div Rabbi Akiva. Right? That Rabbi Akiva held that if she's innocent, not only will she not die, but she'll benefit, and if she was an Akora until now, she'll have children. Right? Div Rabbi Akiva. Omer lo Rabbi Shmuel, and Ken Yistru Koha Akoros, Vyifkedu, Vizu Hoivalo Nistra, Yifsida. That's the case, then a woman has a way, like the Gemara says in Brachos by Chana, right, she should be Nister, right, and go through a whole process, and now she'll be able to have children. Special Bracha the Torah gives. So it comes out that a woman who did something wrong and went through this whole process is better than a Tzadekis who never went through the process. She never doesn't have any children, and this woman's going to have children. Im Kain Matamud Lomer, the Nix of an Isra Zera. So Yishmael says, then what do we learn from the Nix of an Isra Zera? No, she won't have children. That doesn't make sense. Right? It's not fair that a woman who goes through the process, who was Nechshad, should be better than a woman who was what's it called, never Nechshad. Right? And there's a Svara the other way. Rabbi Kiva holds that no. Like it says, B'mokim Shabali Tshuva Omdim Afilu Tzadik Gomrei Niyochalamot. So in a chanami, a woman who never went through the process, okay, but a woman who went through the process and she's innocent, right? So in a chanami, she gets this bracha. But the Rabbi Shmuel holds not. So Yella, what? What should we learn from the next according to Rabbi Shmuel? Shim hoisa, you'll let us bitzar, you'll let us berevach, nekevos, you'll let us schorim, tzorim, you'll let us aruchim, schorim, you'll let us levonim. That the nix of an Isra Zera means, yes, she will get a bracha. Then in case she had trouble, with her pregnancy, she won't have trouble. If she had girls, she'll have boys, and so on. So they asked the Lechora then, why would a woman do this also? So she'll do this to have an easy pregnancy. Now, the Teretz is posh, right? A woman's willing to go through this process if she can never have children in order to have children. But just to have an easier pregnancy to go through the whole process, no woman's going to want to do that. Okay. Eishes mamzer lamamzer, pshita. Right, I might think that to make her mutter to her husband so she'd have more mamzerim, we don't do that. Forget about why do we want to be marbe mamzerim, because all the children of a mamzer to a mamzeris are mamzerim. Even though there's no iser, but the mamzer always goes after the psul. So I might think that we shouldn't make her mutter to her husband because why do we want to make more mamzerim? Kamashmalan? No, she goes through the process. Eishes ger ve'evid mishuchra ve'ailanis. Violence is not really here. Pshita, Mahu the Sema, Dabril Bnei Israel, Velo Gerim. Right? I might think that Bnei Israel comes to exclude Gerim, and Gerim are not in this parsha. The Ema Hachinami, maybe, yeah, maybe Bnei Israel does exclude Gerim. The Omarta Rebu, no. Dabril Bnei Israel, the Omarta comes to include not only Bnei Israel full fledged, but even Gerim. Ashes Kohen Shosa, right? Pshita, why shouldn't an Ashes Kohen be different? Mao de Sema, the Hilo Nisposa Asura, Honisposa Muteres. The Zoo Hoyle, the Nisposa Asura, Emalo, Hashtara, Lo, Lotishte, Komashmalon. I might think that since we learn from this parsha that an Ashes coin that was Nensa is Asur, because it says Vehi lo nisposa, right? She wasn't forced. Meaning if she was forced, then she wouldn't be Asur to her husband altogether, right? If Enichanami, she was Mazana, but she was Mazana by force, she's Mutter, right? But Vehi lo nisposa, only her, but not an Ashes coin. So since in this parsha we're Mamayat an Ashes coin, I might think the whole parsha doesn't apply to an Ashes coin. No, only in this prat there's a different Ashes coin. But in the general parsha, an Ashes coin also, what's it called, is in the parsha. Umuteris labaila, pshita, right? If she, what's it called, it goes through the process, she's mutter to her husband. Pshita, of course, she went through the process, and she's obviously innocent. Amrav huna bit mesnavna. It's talking where she went through the process and she didn't come out completely okay. She got sick. Okay, where it says Misnav no habatkua Maya, Lamaisa, we said that a woman who has a schus, even if she's guilty, so she won't die, but she'll be Misnavni and eventually die. So if she's Misnavni, we can know that she was guilty. So why should she mutter to her husband? She should be usher to her husband, because it's obvious over here she was guilty, except the schus was told it. Where it says no Misnavni derech ivorim. It's not the regular nivun. Regular nivun is that she gets deteriorates in the way the Torah says a sota eventually dies. Her yerecha ubitna, right? It affects her, that part of her body. But this woman didn't come out 100% okay, right? She has headaches. She has what's it called? The Rashi says, but it's not. It doesn't affect that part of her body. So it's not a simin that she's really guilty, but she had a schus. So what is it a simin of? Mao de seima, hoz nuye zanoi, vahadlo bodkua maya ki urche mishum de baonis zanoi. Ulagabi koin asira kamashwan. Now I might think that this is a simin that shitaka was mizana, but it was against her will. So therefore, she's not misnavnein the regular way that a sota gets punished, right? Not even partially. And so not that she was mizana baratzon, but she has a schus. So what does this show? That she was Mizana, but it was against her will. So what Nafkamina is, she's mutter to her husband. If he's a Kohen, then it makes a difference. So I might think that by a Kohen, we shouldn't permit her, since she has headaches after the Shtia Samayim. So Simon, something was wrong. So at least she's also to her husband, the Kohen. Kamashmala, no, it doesn't mean anything. Aisha Sris Shosa, Pshita, right? And Aisha Sris, why shouldn't she drink? Mao the same on Bibala de Ishek Omarachmana, the high la barhochi. Says somebody else live with her aside from her husband. Mashmala, her husband could live with her. Right? Hokamashmala know that what's it called that we don't do that, and we learn this pasuk to tell me that Shiva Sabal has to come before Shiva Saboel. But not that he has to be fit for Shiva. Okay, Rashi. Lolefush Psulim. Vizu call isha tznua akara mishum delo nistra hitsida. This one, right? In other words, a regular tznua who never went through this process, she'd lose out and never have children. Right, but the woman who went through the process, she should be able to have a way to get a special bracha to have children. Lo leifush psulim, why mamzer and a mamzeres? Why is that chiddush? Lo nas shalom by name. We shouldn't make shalom bias between them because we don't want them to have more children. Why should we marve mamzerim in the world? Halavai lo yifra v'lo yir behoy v'lo v'chol dorosa mamzerim. V'hi lo nisposa. Kolomar, Mao de Sema, Parsha Sota al Korcha Beishas Yisrael Kaim. I might think that the whole Parsha is only talking about Eishas Yisrael. Because in this Prat, it doesn't apply to an Eishas Kohen. Because that Prat that is, and she wasn't forced, Mashma, if she was forced, she'd be Mutter. Right? But only she, meaning Eishas Yisrael. But if she'd be an Eishas Kohen, she would be Aser. So I might think, since there's a he that tells me it's talking about an Eishas Yisrael, it applies to the whole Parsha is only talking about an Eishas Yisrael. Kamashmalah, no. This prat is only by an Ashes Yisrael. But the rest of the parasha applies even to an Ashes Kohen. Midachsi vihi, miyuta, mashma, zuhi, dechilo nisposa asura. Ha nisposa, the aloh koi kroi de basrei. And the whole parasha is going back on this pasuk. The over alov ruach kina, tehecha de misapkelon, behach im nitma, the im lo nitma, right? Shosa. Aval Eishes Kohen the lesser bechlal vehi lo nisposa lesser nomi bechlal hashkoa. Kamash Malon, no, that the vehi is only for that specific thing, right? And it's not, doesn't eliminate her from the whole parasha. V'misnavna la'achar sheshosa itzrich lashmina demuteris labayla delotema zonahi shahare badkua hamayim. Right, if she's misnavnein, I might think that even though she didn't die, she's still guilty. And what's it called? Kamash Malon? No. That's, even if she's not well, she's still mutter to her husband. If Taka Misnavna, we said before, that's a simin that she was Mizana, and she's really guilty, but Eschus was older. So then why should she be mutter to her husband? Misnavna derech evorim. No, she's not misnavna the way that shows us that she's guilty, but she has a schus. She'eino misnavna b'me'eho u'b'yerechayim elarosha v'shar evoreha kvedim aleha. She has headaches or whatever, migraines. Ma'u desema ho'lav schus ta'lala de'im kein havelei l'misnavna derech b'dika samayim ela ba'onis zinso l'fichach Misnavna Shalokadarko Ulakoin Mia Mitzra. I might think that it's a simon at least that she's guilty, but not guilty to ask her to her husband in Israel, because it was what's called against her will. That's the simon of Misnavna, not Derech Me'eho and Yarchoseha. Kamash Malon, it's no simon at all. She has migraines, nothing to do with her being guilty. Mibalade Ishech Mashma de Isa Barhochihu. The isha barhochi, the husband has to be somebody who could impregnate her, and a shrish can't. Kamash Malon, the lemikdim shchivas baal the boil who does. It doesn't come to tell me that a shrish is out of the parsha. Comes to tell me that the husband had to live with her before the boil, in order for this parsha to apply. The soris bar shchivu. Here Rashi says something different than he said in the Mishnah. Rashi here says a soris could live with his wife, he just can't impregnate her. He doesn't have zera, but he could have a normal bia. The afal gav de la bar zriyahu, uvisris chamaka. Rashi is only talking about a sris chama, right? The mutter lekaima. Sris chama is where he got sick and became a soris. But if he's a sris from the sris ovim she'osu lekaima, mishum de lo yovu psu adaka. No, his sris chama means he always was a sris. He's born like that. So that's not a psul that he's a psuadaka. But if he became a sris afterwards, then he's also what's it called to his wife, because he's considered a psuadaka. Something's wrong with his became wrong with his sexual organs. Tosus says not true. There's no place that we learn that a sris adam is also to his wife. It has to be that there's some kind of physical impairment. Here there's no physical impairment. And Rashi in the Mishnah said different by Yisaris. He said it's talking where he was healthy to begin with, right, and was able to live with her, and then, what's it called, after the Kinui and Stira, he became Yisaris. But in a Hanami, if he was Yisaris to begin with, then he's Mufka from the Parsha. That's what Rashi says in the Mishnah. And here Rashi says, no, he's not Mufka from the Parsha, even if the Kinui and Stira, when he was already Yisaris, because a soris is capable of living with his wife, he can't impregnate her. And from the nix of an Izer Zera, we don't learn to mamayit a soris, we just learn that shrivas baal has to precede the shrivas boel.